As her day comes to an end, the clarity of her mind might be filled with confidence, strength, mindfulness, and wisdom. And we can take a moment to appreciate that clarity of mind. Or maybe we're being visited by the forces of discontent, and the clarity and wisdom feel a little further away, or maybe quite far away. But just the simple presence of mindfulness brings all those wholesome qualities closer to us. And the challenges that come up are then not a problem to be solved, but just another experience to be known, another experience that comes and goes. And when these hindrances pass, we can appreciate the ease of mind without them. Regardless if right now it feels like the path is like walking up a very steep hill, or if it feels like the momentum of practice is carrying you, just floating down the stream, the practice is the same, simply recognizing what's here and letting go of anything that complicates that. I'd like to end the evening with a poem written by a friend of mine, Ashwin Iyengar. It's called The Washerman's Path of Purification. These are not my clothes. My job is just to wash them. What do I care how they got stained, or what carelessness caused them to get soiled so badly, or what tragic accidents befell them? These are not my stains, and I don't have to recoil from every one of them. What do I care how many times I've washed it before clothes get dirty? My job is to beat the clothes and not myself. My job is to wring the clothes and not myself. My job is to hang the clothes and not myself. The clothes are not mine. The stream is not mine. The clothesline is not mine. And even my donkey is not mine. All that is mine is my job to wash with care. All that is mine is my job to wash without care. If my donkey doesn't care whose load it is carrying, should I not be at least as smart? So hope you have a sweet night, whether you continue practice or you go to sleep early. And we'll see you in the morning. Sweet dreams.